Home is where the economy is.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith in for Jeremy Hobson. This is a big week for the housing market. On Wednesday, we get housing starts and building permits that will tell us how the market for home building is. Then on Thursday, we'll see existing home sales, which economists often use as a barometer for whether home buyers are starting to jump back into the market and how the overall economy is faring. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
So downstairs in this house, the formal dining room, appliances in the kitchen are stainless steel. They come with hickory cabinets.
Salesman Travis Hunter is showing a brand new house in Boise, Idaho. They're selling steadily in a section of subdivision that was just weeds and lonely streetlights after the housing bust.
The housing sector was a bright spot last year, and we'll see housing starts grow this year.
Economist Yelena Shulyetova at BNP Paribas predicts housing starts dipped in January, though only because December was really warm and home builders jumped the gun. But aren't there still a lot of foreclosed homes for sale really cheap? So why build so many new ones? I ask Nicholas Ritsinas at the Harvard Business School.
While there are many buyers, often investors at the low end of the market looking at foreclosures, for people in the middle of that market, buying a foreclosed property is still a stigma.
It's also confusing, dealing with banks and courts, pretty daunting for first-time home buyers. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.